Good day, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. We're glad you joined us today. We trust that your hearts are encouraged as you look upward to the Lord. We're studying the book of Philippians, and we continue today in chapter 2 in the wonderful passage called the kenosis passage, the emptying passage, where the Lord Jesus laid aside his demonstrations of deity for our benefit, for our salvation. Well, let's bow together in prayer and ask the Lord to bless these moments together. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that Jesus is a shelter in the time of storm. And thank you that you've given us an anchor, the word of God. So encourage our hearts today as we look to your wonderful word. Teach us, encourage us, strengthen us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2 or find it on your phone. And let's read verses 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The Apostle Paul is using the Lord Jesus as the supreme example of humility, of servitude, of the basis of being unified in the local church. So far, we have seen this in the Lord Jesus, his pre-incarnate glory, Philippians 2, 6. We have seen his selfless emptying, that he made himself of no reputation, his selfless emptying. And we have seen his humble servitude. So let's pick up there in verse 7. He made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, coming in the essential attributes and nature of a servant. As we saw in John chapter 13, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And how about this from Mark chapter 10? Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus came not in order to have people wait on him, but to wait on us and to go all the way to the cross to give his life a ransom for many. So what an example we have in serving others and being a blessing to others, having a life of Jesus-centeredness and others-centeredness. Well, notice that in Philippians 7b, chapter 2, verse 7b, taking the form of a servant, and then C, coming in the likeness of man. He limited himself to a human body. And here is the Lord Jesus, fully God, but fully man. He is asleep in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. Because he was a human. He got tired. He needed to sleep. And yet he could stand up as the God-man and say, peace, be still. We see, though, his humility here. Being in a boat, asleep on a cushion, and at the mercy of the disciples who were maneuvering the boat, our humble Lord Jesus Christ, and yet the powerful God-man. So his humble servitude, he came to serve us. And then in verse 8, we see his shameful death. Notice it says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. So the Lord Jesus submitted to the inevitable event for every human being. And I'm talking about death. It is inevitable unless there is one exception, Jesus comes back and spares those believers who were alive at that time from death, we will be raptured, taken up to be with the Lord. But Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 gives us this profound truth. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Verse 28, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. It's appointed to man to die once. By the way, this is a great text to argue against reincarnation. You don't die, come back to life, die again, come back to life, die again, die and die and so on. No, one death. You die once physically. But if those who know Christ are alive when Jesus comes back, they won't even die. The Lord will take us up to be with Him without death. But the normal course of human history is that human beings die. Yes, they do. They die. It is a fact of life. One word of reassurance, if it helps at all. There's such panic these days about the COVID virus and death. And yes, it's awful. But do you know, every year, thousands die. Every year. Because it's a human trait that people die. Jesus, being found in appearance as a man, submitted to death. He humbled himself and, it says, became obedient to the point of death. So he voluntarily humbled himself to what comes to every human being, death. The question is for us, are we ready to die? And how can we be ready? Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death. And his burial and his resurrection. Understanding that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Paul said, I'm chief of those. If we will put trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive all of our sins and give us eternal life, we will live forever with him. And while we may die physically, we will not die spiritually. Jesus submitted himself here to human physical death. And it describes it here. It says it's the death of a cross, literally, or literally, the death of cross, showing the quality of this death. It's a cross-like death. That is a shameful death, a horrific death. Death by crucifixion on a cross was a terrible departure. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the death of the cross, he went all the way to human death, even dying on a cruel Roman cross. A capital punishment by the Romans was through crucifixion, where victims were nailed to a cross, to timbers placed as a cross, the victim's hands stretched out, and nailed there, their feet nailed there, and they were impaled in that way for all to see. Public shame, public disgrace. And this is what they would do to the worst of criminals. Jesus took that kind of death on himself. Think about it. Why? Not one single evil thought did he ever have. Not one single evil word did he speak. Not one single evil action did he commit. And yet he died as a horrible criminal. That was because he humbled himself to the point of death, even a cross death, to fulfill the plan of God to save sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Let me ask you, friend, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, to give you eternal life? Have you understood that when Jesus was hanging on that cross, He was taking your sins on himself. And if you placed your faith in Christ as the substitute for your sin, if not, why not today? ABC. Admit your sinfulness before God. Believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. Call on the Lord to save you. The Bible promises whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But I have another question. For every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, can you boast in the cross? Can you say with Paul, God forbid that I should boast, that I should glory, except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. May our boast be in the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we worship him and love him because of what he did for us. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, in verse 13, Paul speaks of this. He says here, Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. We cannot possibly fulfill the law. Christ redeemed us from that curse. He purchased us from that curse because he took the curse on himself. Cursed is everyone hanging on a tree. And Jesus experienced the wrath of God Almighty, the justice of God that we deserve to receive. Jesus took that on himself. You see, he took the sin, the shame, the hell, the punishment, the judgment that we deserve. He took it on himself as he humbled himself to the point of a death, even a cross death. Yes, it was a curse to hang on a tree. And Jesus did that so that we can be blessed, completely forgiven, on our way to heaven, a relationship with God, a friend who never leaves us, a manual as our guide, a teacher to teach us, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord for the blessings we have, because Jesus took the curse on himself. So, believer, are you rejoicing in the cross? Are you praising God for the cross today? Can you say this very moment, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross? I rejoice in the cross, and may I be dead to the world and alive to Christ every day. May God help us to boast in the cross of Jesus. Well, today we're going to prayer for two countries that are in spiritual darkness. Mauritania, Africa, a country that's 100% Muslim. It's number 8 on the persecution ranking. And Morocco, Africa, where the Christian and Jewish population is about 1%. And it's number 37 on the persecution ranking. Let's pray that the gospel will penetrate these two countries, that believers who are there will grow, will flourish, will make known the message of the cross. Our Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, that he humbled himself to death, and not just any death, but a cross death. He took the sin, the shame, the curse that we deserved on himself, that we might be right with God, that we might be spiritually blessed. And Father, we pray today for believers in Mauritania. There may be very few of them, but Lord, you know who they are. And for the believers in Morocco, and we ask, Lord, that you would give them boldness to share the gospel with others. We pray, Lord, if it please you, you would spare their lives and alleviate their suffering. Supply food and water and clothes for them. Supply Bibles for them. And Lord, help them no matter what to stay true to Christ and to announce the gospel to others. And Lord, as we think of the blessings we have in America, I pray that we will boast in the cross, that we will not be overcome by the world and all that it has to offer, but we will boast in the cross of Jesus, and that we too will make the gospel message known, that we will share the good news of Christ with others. Father, we pray that you will have mercy on those who are sick with the coronavirus, that you will heal them, raise them up if it please you. We ask, Lord, for believers to be strong. We pray, Father, that for those who are unbelievers, sick with the virus, that they will hear the gospel, believe and be saved. And Father, awaken our hearts in America. Cause your people to turn to you with all their hearts. Cause churches, when they reopen, to be filled and people to come and to worship God and to hear the word of God. We ask all of this in Jesus' exalted and wonderful name. And we pray with thanksgiving for the cross of Christ. In Jesus' loving name we pray. Amen. God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining us today on Bible Sunshine. Hope you'll be here tomorrow at 12 noon. God bless you.